We are so quick to beat ourselves up when things don't go the way we would like, or when our written to-do list gets nowhere near accomplished, or even when our day runs away without any of our control. Our goals, whether they're big or small, that just get completely left in the dust. We are so quick in all of these situations to be so hard on ourselves, when instead we are missing the whole picture. Here to tell you to stop being so hard on yourself, and sharing with you the one thing to do instead. Are you tired of feeling overwhelmed, burnt out, feeling stressed, pulled in every direction, constantly comparing yourself to other people, lacking in confidence, all while driving in the express lanes to make it to the next part of your day as you chug your second or third cup of coffee? Not to mention, you are the queen of long-winded to-do lists with an ambitious dream. If only you had more time in your day. Welcome to The Best Day Podcast, the podcast to encourage your heart and speak life to your dreams. I'm your host, Haley, wife, mama, high school teacher, and encouragement blogger at Graceful and Free. For the last several years, I struggled to find a healthy work-life balance. I was overcommitted, refused to say no, and worked a lot, sacrificing my sleep and my joy just to hustle harder, all while feeling extremely stressed and overwhelmed. Then I became a mom and I knew something had to give. Through embracing a positive mindset, I have found balance, established boundaries to protect my peace so that I can live every day as the best version of myself. Here to embrace an intentional life, believing that the ordinary can be the extraordinary, and to make sure your heart knows that every day is truly capable of being the best day. Ready to have your best day as the best version of yourself? Well, friend, grab your iced coffee and let's get encouraged. You are listening to episode 151 of the Best Day Podcast. Hey friend, welcome to another episode of the Best Day Podcast. It's Haley and I am excited to be here with you on my first official day of summer break. I had graduation yesterday and it's always so fun to be able to just watch my seniors graduate, all the celebration, all the family gathering. I was on a duty station at graduation, meaning I was an usher helping make sure people were sitting where they were supposed to be sitting and not standing along the aisles. And as soon as graduation was over, I snuck through some of the stairs to get out a side door and I walked straight into the entire processional of all the graduates as they were leaving the convocation center, heading into the, you know, outdoor area where they would meet up with their parents and their friends. And so it was so cool because I was not planning on running into them and I ended up being able to see and hug all of my students that I had taught as juniors and this past year, their senior year. And it was so life-giving just to be able to cheer them on, say congratulations, give them hugs, see their happy smiles. Definitely warmed my heart. And I left graduation, right? I've attended quite a few graduations every year that I have been a teacher. I've gone to a graduation, my own graduations. And I leave these graduations feeling so full of life, so excited and hopeful. And it's this ultimate pumped up feeling. And I hope that you can find that same feeling and that same energy as you head into your week, whether you are still dealing with the last few weeks of the school year, still having to chauffeur all the kids everywhere, or if you're just entering a new season of life and you're not exactly sure what the rhythm is going to be and you're kind of figuring it out as you go. I hope you have that excitement to you. I hope you have that anticipation of looking ahead and anticipating good things that are coming. I am really excited about this episode. One of the coolest things that I have loved recently, I've mentioned a little bit here and there on the podcast that I've been running a little bit more. And one of the things that I've been doing while running is really thinking through and spending some time in my heart connecting with the things that I want to bring to the podcast. And for some reason, when I'm out running and I'm struggling and it's challenging and I'm pushing myself past my comfort zone while I'm running, I'm thinking of, okay, like, what do I want to bring to this podcast? What do I want to bring here? And I'm coming up with a lot of episode ideas, which is a win-win, right? And so this was an episode idea that I thought of very recently on a run where it was just very clear to me that so many of us, so many times, are so stinking hard on ourselves. We go through our day and we judge our success based on what we get done and what we don't get done, based on how close to perfect we are, how well we think we did at whatever task it is that we had to do, right? Whether you are full on momming, whether you are full on working, whatever it is you're doing in your day, we immediately judge ourselves, evaluate ourselves. And more often than not, I feel like so many of us are hard on ourselves in the process, looking at things that might not have gone the way they should have, or maybe moments when we lose our patience, moments when we get frustrated and we lose our cool because life can be hard and messy and we all are carrying so much and dealing with so many things. And instantly we just carry this weight on our shoulders of thinking, oh my gosh, like, come on, you got to do better. Like, why did you have to do it this way? And so many times we can be hard on ourselves. And I really want to encourage you through today's episode to stop doing that. So please stop being so hard on yourself. And so I'm going to share with you some little words of encouragement to hopefully help you stop being so hard on yourself. But I'm also going to tell you the one thing to do instead. So when you're in that situation and you feel defeated, when you are in that situation and you feel like I'm a failure, or once again, I can't get this right. Like, here I am constantly trying to do whatever it is you're trying to do, but still falling short, that you don't feel that discouraged. And instead you feel excited and hopeful that there can be a change. So that way we can keep moving forward, that we can continue to grow and evolve and really just be excited about this beautiful journey of life. And so whatever it is for you, right? Whether this is something that you are dealing with in a very personal level, whether this is something you are dealing with in an entrepreneurial level, right? A creative level where you're trying to jump out there and you're trying to pursue something that's new and you feel like I'm not good enough. I can't do this. So many other people can do this better. And you're constantly giving a voice of negativity to your heart and your soul and being really hard on yourself in the process. Or maybe you're fully in the mode where you are full on mom, surrounded by your kids all day, and you just feel like you aren't doing it right. You feel like there's so many things that could be better. I mean, I'm talking right now and I have entire dishes in the sink that easily could be put in the dishwasher. They just haven't been done. And I know exactly what it's like to look at different areas within the home, for instance. I can look at piles and piles of laundry and instantly internalize my thoughts to say, wow, Haley, like, might be a good idea to get a hold of the situation. You should do better here. You should be able to have less stuff, more organization, a better system in place to get the laundry in the washing machine on one run, one cycle, move it to the dryer without having to rewash things over and over again or constantly hit rerun on the dryer. And so I know what it's like. I know what it is like to just be surrounded by all the things and to instantly evaluate yourself based on the job you are doing because of the things you're looking at. And so I really want to just give a word to encourage you to stop doing that. And I'm having to tell myself that too. And this is a little shift that I've been making recently. And the shift, it's super, super simple. So when I'm saying to please, please stop being so hard on yourself and instead do this one thing, what is that one thing? And so what I want you to do in the moments when you feel like I am talking down to myself, I am devaluing myself, I'm devaluing my work, my values, my beliefs because of whatever situation, I want you to stop in that moment and I want you to simply learn from what is not going right. In the moment when you feel defeated, in the moment when you hear that little voice start to speak a little louder inside you and start to say, oh, wow, you know, you got nothing done today. You are a failure. You are incompetent, right? You can't handle all of this. I want you to stop right there. And I want you to think, okay, let's take it back a second. Let me look at this situation from an outsider perspective. Let me separate myself from the situation and let me just learn about what's going on and learn from what isn't going right to gain a little nugget of wisdom to be able to use to move ahead. This is one of the best things to do within ourselves, within our lives, within our day to day, to stop being so hard with, oh my gosh, I need to be better here. I need to do better there, right? All, you know, the negative talk I'm talking about, right? We live with it. And instead of letting that have a place, letting that have room to live, instead, stop the voice and pause and think, okay, wait a minute, what can I learn about this situation? And so this episode is going to do both of those things. I'm going to give you a quick little encouragement to stop being so hard on yourself. Three little things here to help throw your way, so that way when you are in these moments, instead, you can then learn from them and pivot and move forward with excitement and hope that this is not the end. This doesn't have to be the story. There can be another chapter where you come out victorious. And so, two little parts here. First thing I want to take some time to talk about is simply to just give you the encouragement to stop being so hard on yourself. I get it. Like, we are all doing the best we can. We are doing the best we can. We are all dealing with all the things we're dealing with. We wake up in the morning and we're hopeful and we're excited and we have dreams and we have ambitions and we're not going to lose our cool and we're going to be kind and we're going to just get it all done. And very quickly, that falls apart. Very quickly, that doesn't happen. Something interrupts us. Something pulls us aside and we have to really take a moment to regroup and gather ourselves. And the first thing that I want you to do is I just want you to give grace to yourself. I want you to just accept that, hey, I'm doing the best I can. I'm doing the best I can, and that's great. And there's a lot of areas that I'm doing well, but you know what? There's also some areas that I might not be doing well in, and that's okay. And I'm going to give myself grace in this situation, and I'm not going to be hard on myself. I'm not going to allow that to hold judgment in my heart. Right? I'm going to recognize it because it's great to recognize things, but I'm going to use this recognition as a place to learn, as a place to, okay, interesting. I'm going to take this as a very interesting thought and do something with it. And so give yourself abundant grace here and extend freedom to yourself. Really, truly, just accept the freedom that comes with, okay, I'm doing the best I can and it's okay. I'm going to find freedom from the unhealthy comparison. I'm going to find a freedom from this unhealthy expectation of perfection. I am going to release myself from these things. And I am just going to take everything as it is in the moment and do my best to find something I can learn from and move forward with it. And when we get to these situations where something completely flops, or you have this great idea and you have all the plans put in place, you've done all the preparation, and things completely fall apart. Even in this situation, before you go all critical, take this beautiful opportunity and view the misstep as an opportunity. Take the things that would be equal moments to put yourself down and think, you know what, wait a second. I'm going to view this not as a problem, not as something to be hard on myself for, but I'm going to take this and view it as an opportunity. It's a really powerful way to just kind of switch how you're thinking and be thinking ahead, thinking forward, where, okay, yes, like I recognize that this was wrong. I recognize that this is wrong. I should not have done this. I should not raise my voice. I should not have lost my cool. I should not have lost my temper, right? Whatever it is, whatever you are upset about for acting a certain way or not doing something a certain way, or just feeling overwhelmed with life and feeling like you can't show up for the person you are. Whenever you feel these things, say 1 second, let me take a step back. And I am going to not beat myself up, but instead view this moment as an opportunity to learn, as an opportunity to gain something, to recognize, okay, what is causing me frustration? Why is it that I'm getting upset? What is causing me to get flustered? And how can I fix this for the future? And so that is a little bit of encouragement to stop being so hard on yourself. And I just also want to throw this in there. You're doing a great job. No one is perfect. We are all human. Just as your little ones at home have big emotions and get upset and get frustrated and lose their cool, we also do the same thing. And that's normal. Life is hard. Life is crazy. It's chaotic. And there's a lot that goes on. And we carry a lot with us every single day without even fully realizing the magnitude of what we are carrying. And you're doing a great job. And so just give yourself a break, give yourself a breather. And when you get to the end of your day, as you are resting, laying down, ready to close your eyes to get sleep, just take a moment to be proud of yourself. Take a moment to say, you know what? Like, I did this right. I did this well. I am proud of how I showed up for so-and-so today. I am proud of, you know, the position of my mind or the position of my heart, but really give yourself that grace, give yourself that freedom, and take the moments where, yeah, things were a little off and view that as a wonderful opportunity. And so the second component here is to learn. Take these moments when you feel like a failure and you feel like you can't do it, and take this as a moment of, I'm going to learn something here, and what I'm going to learn is going to help me moving forward. What I'm going to learn here is going to give birth to excitement and give hope so that I can figure out a better solution. And so instead of beating yourself up, instead of feeling frustrated and accepting this false narrative that nothing will ever change, simply look at the situation you're in from a simple perspective of curiosity. Get curious. What can you learn about what is happening and how it's happening? How can this situation be better? What can be gained? There was a morning this week where my husband had to leave for work early. And so it was me and my son and the two dogs, and I was having to get everybody out the door, not the dogs, of course. I needed to get them out to the bathroom, back in, getting their breakfast, everything squared away to get my son out the door to drop him off at school. And thankfully, I did not have students. It was a final exam day, so I didn't have my class periods had already. They took an AP exam, so they didn't have a final. So I thankfully did not have students I had to get to school for. I just had to be there for like my contract hours. And it took forever to get us out the house. It took forever to get my son dressed. I was negotiating and bargaining everything I could possibly bargain to get his clothes on, to get his shoes on, to get into the car seat. And finally did it. Took like 45 extra minutes, 45 minutes late here. Drop him off. Realize that I am empty on gas, so I have to go get gas. Realize that within all of this, I have no idea where my car key is. My car is one of the cars where you don't have to actually put the car key in. You just have to have it near you when you drive. And so I knew it was somewhere in my car. I just didn't know where, because obviously my car was driving. And an hour later, I get to work. I roll in like literally 45 minutes after I'm supposed to be there. And it was just a rough start to the day. In those moments, right, it could be so easy to say, okay, Haley, you have got to get your stuff together. You are not a good mom because you couldn't get your son out the door. You couldn't get him to listen. You couldn't get him to do what he needed to do. You aren't thinking ahead because easily you could have had your gas in the car prior to, but you don't know where your keys are. So it's super easy in these moments to just be like, okay, wow, I'm failing. Wow, this is life. This is me. And we're not doing so well. But what if in the situations, and again, guys, this is a silly situation. This is me being overwhelmed into the school year as a teacher, all the things happening. And you're just like, well, I'm holding on for dear life. But I'm taking this situation to try to show you what can happen if instead of attaching all of these negative feelings, instead of attaching all of this hard that I'm wanting to put towards myself here, what could I learn? Okay, I could learn that might be helpful to wake up a little earlier. I can learn just how much I appreciate my husband and the role that he plays within our family getting up in the morning. I can learn the benefit of having things set up ahead of time. I can recognize that, okay, you know, note to self, maybe in the future, get gas the night before or in the afternoon before and not save it for the morning. All right, maybe let's make sure we know where your car key is before park the car at the end of the day. But these little small things, right? Taking these little things, okay, what made the situation stressful? What caused the problem? All right, was the problem that we had extra snuggles that morning, which I'm never going to say is a problem, but it was harder to get moving. What can I learn here? What can I pick up as different pieces to figure out solutions? And so again, that's a very simple, simple example. But what I want to share is that when you start viewing the frustrations, when you start viewing the, oh my gosh, I can't do this, or I'm a failure, all those negative self-talks, when you start viewing those things as something to learn from, that is where the gold is. When you get to the next day where nothing on your to-do list happens and you feel an instant overwhelming feeling of failure, take a moment and say, okay, wait a minute. Why did none of these things get done? Did it get done? Did it not get done because I didn't have any time in my day to get these things done? And so I was being overly ambitious, creating unrealistic expectations for myself. Well, okay, maybe I need to take that back. Maybe instead of making a to-do list, I need to make a list for the whole week and only focus on a few things here. And so it's cool because it gives you this let me learn from it situation, right? Let me figure out how can I be better? How can I work towards improving on myself? And I think that's really important because so often we're like, it either is not going to be done or it's needs to be completed perfectly, but that's never the case, right? We want to grow, we want to evolve, and that's so important here. Be willing to grow and learn and accept that this is all part of the beautiful journey of life and always growing into the person that you dream to be. And in anything in life, right? If you are playing a sport, if you're practicing an instrument, if you are building a business, building a dream, whatever it is you're doing, you're always working towards something. You're always putting the next piece of the puzzle together. You're always gaining a new skill, gaining a new level of thought to be able to move closer to where it is that you want to go. And we have to be able to do the same thing within our day-to-day, within these moments where we could be quick to just shut ourselves down. But instead, why not view that as an opportunity to say, hey, no, there's something to learn from here, and use that as another piece of information to help you moving forward, to help get you where you need to go. And so it's possible. There is still so much time for you to be the person you have always dreamed of being, and you can absolutely do it. And so my hope with this episode is simply that you take this and think to yourself, okay, I'm going to not be so hard on myself. And that the next moment when you hear those thoughts, when you hear the hard words that come up in your mind, that start to defeat you, that starts to speak out and say, oh, no. Yeah, you didn't do this. Well, you're a bad insert, whatever you want to call yourself, right? Wherever your mind goes, you know where it goes. I want you to be encouraged to not let that voice win. And instead, when that voice starts to speak out, you take a pause, you look at the situation from a different perspective, and you learn. You figure out why was this happening the way that it was, not from a, okay, I'm failing here, but no, from this awesome opportunity of, okay, well, this is what I have to fix. This is the little thing that I need to tweak. I need to figure out how to make this work a little bit better. And then from there, we can keep moving forward. And so I hope this is encouraging. I hope this is something that you can connect with. Truly, that's my hope here. My hope with this podcast is that you listen and you feel encouraged, and that you feel just a little boost, a boost of positivity, a boost of empowerment, that you can, soon as this ends, that you can go off on your day or continue with your day and be hopeful and be excited and find the joy and to just believe that every day truly can be the best day because of the simple things and the blessings in our life. I hope you have a fantastic week. I am excited to have a whole summer to pour into this podcast and not be competing my time with the classroom. And so I'm very excited to dive deeper here. And I'm excited for you. I'm excited for all that you are going to experience this week, all that you're going to learn and grow and just get yourself absorbed into. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode. I will see you next week. Have the best day. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Best Day Podcast. Looking for more? Be sure to subscribe to never miss an episode and have guaranteed inspiration delivered to you weekly. Looking for an accountability group focused on encouragement, positive mindset, and intentional living? Come join the Best Day Facebook group or connect with us over on Instagram at the Best Day Podcast. And remember, your voice matters. Your presence matters. You are valued and your life is a treasure. You are absolutely capable of living your best life every single day in grace and freedom. Until next time, have the best day, friend.